And good morning, everyone. My name is Mike McAdams, and I am the president of the Advanced Biofuels Association. Our organization represents nearly 50 companies that produce advanced and cellulosic biofuels as well as renewable feedstocks. Most of our members are focused on producing drop-in fuels that are totally compatible with our existing pipelines, fuel pumps, and engines, and most importantly, circumvent concerns about the so-called blend wall. I'm glad you could join us today's conference call on the Renewable Fuel Standard, or the RFS. As everyone on the call no doubt already knows, the Environmental Protection Agency recently unveiled a proposed rule that would slash the 2014 requirements for advanced biofuel. These are the renewable fuels that have been certified to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by at least 50% compared to gasoline and diesel. EPA announced it is considering a range between 2 billion and 2.5 billion ethanol equivalent gallons for the advanced biofuels pool in 2014 and has proposed 2.2 billion as the volume target for next year. For comparison's sake, 2.2 billion gallons represents a 20% reduction from this year's advanced biofuels requirement of 2.75 billion gallons and a greater than 40% cut from the 3.75 billion gallons contemplated by the RFS statute. When this proposed rule first leaked in October, ABFA did our best to give the EPA the benefit of the doubt. I said in our blog at the time that this is tough to imagine EPA actually proposing such a woefully inadequate target, and that if it's true, the proposal would be a devastating blow to many companies working today to fulfill the promise of the RFS by raising capital, building manufacturing facilities, and actually producing advanced biofuels that cut greenhouse gases in half compared to gasoline. Unfortunately, the leaked document proved to be more than just a rumor and wishful thinking. It's closer to being our industry's worst nightmare. If EPA sticks with anything close to the 2.2 billion gallons in their final rule, the agency will have pulled the rug out from underneath the developing of the advanced biofuels industry sector and destroy this industry. Let me be clear that this industry is here today and investing for tomorrow. Innovative companies, including two you will hear from in a couple of minutes, have responded to the challenges by producing cleaner low-carbon fuels and by spending a collective $14 billion in the United States over the last 6 years on the development of the advanced and cellulosic sectors. But EPA's proposal will devastate that progress and chill any future investment. Fortunately, it is just a proposed rule. There's a 60-day comment period that will end on January 28th in 2014, and EPA is holding a public hearing tomorrow in Crystal City, which we will be actively engaged in. It is a voluminous proposal, and we are still digesting many of the details, but three quick points are coming into focus that ABFA will stress in our future comments tomorrow. Number one, EPA's proposed RFS reductions fall disproportionately on advanced biofuels. I'll say again, an EPA is proposing to cut the volume requirements for advanced biofuels by more than 40% when compared to the requirements written into the statute. In contrast, EPA is proposing to reduce volume requirements for conventional biofuels by less than 10%. We're left scratching our heads and wondering why EPA would deliver such a disproportionately large blow to the category of renewable fuels that reduces greenhouse gas emissions the most. It's unfair and counterproductive to the Obama administration's stated goal of reducing climate change. Number two, EPA's Monte Carlo model will always rule snake eyes for the advanced and cellulosic biofuels industry. That's because EPA's proposed methodology for setting upcoming RFS targets looks backwards at the average of historical data rather than forward to the future production levels. For our evolving industry, such a policy will ensure a continuous oversupply of advanced biofuels compared to what the EPA model forecast. This imbalance, in turn, will crater the value of the renewable identification numbers that are assigned to each ethanol equivalent gallon of biofuel. RIN prices are instrumental to financing the development of the future advanced and cellulosic biofuel facilities, and the agency cannot support the emergence of a low-carbon innovative industry by looking through the rearview mirror. Number three, EPA should set RFS standards that encourage production and consumption of all available advanced biofuels. There are no other fuels available today that deliver greater reductions in greenhouse gases than advanced biofuels. For an administration that is committed to addressing climate change, this proposal leaves low-hanging fruit still in the tree by setting consumption targets below available levels of the advanced biofuels, plus the carryover RINs. As I said, ABFA takes issue with EPA's Monte Carlo model, but even using the agency's lowball estimate, EPA predicts up to 3.23 billion gallons of advanced biofuels will be available next year. This estimate is in line with ABFA's conservative forecast that our industry will generate at least 3.2 billion RINs in 2013 that qualify as advanced biofuels, exceeding significantly this year's target by at least 500 million gallons and generating many carryover RINs for 2014. Keep in mind, this administration has spent over a half a billion dollars from the Department of Energy alone to develop the advanced biofuels industry. To preserve the value of those investments and to continue to support new advanced biofuel production, EPA should set a 2014 advanced biofuels target that can be met and exceeded by current production plus the carryover RINs. Anything less and requiring production and consumption of all available biofuels will be a step backwards from the Obama administration's commitment to reduce climate change. I'll conclude these opening remarks by underscoring that EPA's proposed rule is a significant departure from previous RFS proposals. It is also a departure from clear congressional intent to steadily increase the target for advanced biofuels year over year. This reversal, such as EPA's proposal to put the target below the current production by torturing a model or flipping the agency's own arguments on labor authority, is a major violation of the statute and the commitment of Congress and the administration to create an advanced biofuels industry for the future.